Maybe seated after you fellowship. Open your Bibles to a very familiar passage of scripture. I was praying about today, last week, and finally the Lord told me what to do. We've been taking communion, I don't know, about a month and a half now. Permitting the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much. Permitting the Holy Spirit to give us a greater dimension of understanding of what this table is all about. And I found out this morning in prayer that I have to bring an apostolic understanding of this table. We've had pastoral understanding. We've had teaching on it. But there's a government on this table. There's a spiritual, divine, supernatural, powerful, unstoppable government on this table. All right? And so there's a lot of things, a lot of changes you might see me making. Don't just hold on, because an apostolic coming to the church, I told you I want you to always read Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, because God is positioning you for the time that you know you got power. And so I do some things, you know, like I had the women, I had the men praying, now I'll change it around. Just hold on. we're working on something. This morning, the Lord wants to talk to you. Just turn to Psalm 23. About sitting, S-I-T-T-I-N-G, at the greatest table of thanksgiving. A table to be thankful for. At all time. Don't have to have no special data set here. You sit at this table every day. Prophetically, the psalmist in Psalm 23:5 gave us a glimpse of this table, this communion table. I was reading that and the Lord said that's prophetical of what was coming. And I believe it's the same table there in the fifth verse of the 23rd Psalm. You see that? Do you believe that the same table?
Yes, sir.
Thou prepares. How was it prepared? How was this table prepared before? Where was it prepared? On the cross. So this is not a priceless table. Very expensive. And you got a right to sit to it. It says there, thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and they can't do nothing about it. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Now turn with me again in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians, apostolically, Paul ministered to the church at Corinth. Apostolically, I'm going to minister here in Darrow this morning. From the same basis, the same principle. Go in 1 Corinthians. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 10. I think I read it with you last week. I want to begin at verse 15 because they got two words in there. You got to be wise and you got to be able to judge spiritual things. Did you hear me? And you can't do that without the Holy Spirit. You got to see, stop being normal. See, you got godly wisdom. What I said? And you have godly judgment with you. Judgment doesn't mean I'm sending you to hell or I hate you. Judgment means just making the right decision. I'm not doing this. All right? So we have to have that wisdom. We have to have that judgment. We have to be able to judge things when it comes to us. Is this God or is this something else? So that's why it's so important don't miss this, to ask the Lord consistently to give you the spirit of discernment. That means, Lord, enable me to open this up and really see what it means. So some things seem like it's from God or it seems like it's going to bless you, But you got to have that discernment to see beyond the frontage of it. Something just look good. You need to see down in it. You better be able to see down in it. All right, so now, in this 15th verse, the apostles said, I speak as to wise men. I want to say the same thing this morning. And then he says, judge ye what I say. In other words, judge it. See if it's the right thing or not. Should I do this or should I not do this? But listen anyway. The 16th verse, now watch this. The cup of what? Blessing. Which we bless. Now look what he says. There's a question here. Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? So you're communicating with the power of Jesus' blood. The bread, which we break. Another question. What he said? Ooh. For we being many are one bread. Hallelujah. And one body. For we all are partakers of that one bread. I want you to hear this as a child of God. Today, as we go further into the revelation of what communion and the Lord's table mean, I want to reemphasize and push it scripture-wise for you to see you're sitting at the table of divine benefits. I didn't say benefits. I'm saying benefits that can't be stopped by the devil. Benefits that cannot be stopped by the contaminated cultures that are being risen in the world today. Benefits where people are trying to explain the good life without the Bible. You gotta know that the Bible is the only thing that can explain life. So what the Lord wants you to know is sitting at the greatest table of Thanksgiving, what I got to be thankful for, because it got so many benefits. Listen, children, divine benefits. Divine benefits are benefits that only can be found where God is. Yes, sir. Well, let me say it another way. Supernatural benefits. Let me say it another way. Benefits that will not work without faith. Look at Hebrews 11 and 6. We'll come back. Look at Hebrews 11 and 6. Benefits that do not have to be seen physically. Benefits that do not have to be felt physically. Benefits that are flowing in another dimension. I know I have it, but I have it by faith. I have it by faith. What I have it by? I have it by faith. These are faith benefits. These are benefits sometimes you don't feel, you don't see, but you know. I don't feel it. I don't see it, but I know it. Somebody talk to me up in here. Benefits I don't feel nothing, I don't see nothing, but I know something. See, discouragement come where you got to feel it, where you got to see it. But I told you, look what it, but without faith. It's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe what? That he is, and that he's what? A reward of them that did it to seek him. See, it's by faith. See, so when you're aiming to function in spiritual things, you have to know it's not by how you feel. It's not by how things look. Somebody getting help in here. Because see, the feeling and looking at stuff discourage you. But walk by and not by sight. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. How many of y'all know he is? Now you got to know this other part too. That he is a rewarder. You got to know the other part too. That them that did it just seek him. How you seek the Lord? You got to be by faith. You got to have a scripture on it. Put that scripture in your heart and walk on that scripture. You understand that? So you're sitting at the greatest table of Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving season. I want you to know Thanksgiving is just next, not just next Thursday. And Thanksgiving, this Thanksgiving is not about turkey, it's about an eagle. Notice in Psalm 103, I don't know how many times I have to go over this, but I think it's one of the clearest aspect of benefits that you can find in your life. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that's within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read it. Go ahead and say that. Now watch the next verse now. Watch the next verse. This all came from this table. Read. All benefits there is plural, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And look at the word forget. See, Satan wanted to forget. See, we got to hold him to these five benefits.
Yes, sir.
Somebody better talk to me in here.
Yes, sir.
We got to hold Satan to the revelation of these five benefits which this table from the cross brought to us.
Yes,
we must remind Satan, no matter what we're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, one of these benefits handle it. You heard me? Up in here this morning. I don't know what you're going through. One of these benefits going to handle what you're going through this morning. What? In other words, God is so powerful, he can send five benefits that can handle everything. In these five benefits are your answer. Somebody said, where the benefits are? Are we about to go into them? There is nothing in here, online, in other countries, that these five benefits can't handle. So I said to everybody on the sound of my voice, watch this. You about to benefit. Your situation is about to be handled. We're going to preach it, and then we're going to eat it and drink it. One of these benefits is going to deal with you this morning. Whatever the dilemma is, whatever the situation is, whatever the need is, one of these benefits from this table of Thanksgiving is going to be dealt with. Here's what you got to understand, apostolically and prophetically. Here's what you got to understand. Prophetically, Psalm 23:5 talks about this table. Thou prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemy. In the presence of my enemy. Nothing in my head at all, my cup runs over. That's prophetical. Psalm 103, verse 1 through 3, is prophetical of this table. You never heard that before. You're prophesying about this table right here. So, whatever you came here with, and whatever you need to leave here without, we're about to do it right now. Surgery is about to take place. Hebrew 4:12 is about to take place. Because some things you can't get straight if you don't get your spirit, soul, and body separated. Sometimes your soul talking too much. Sometimes your body talking too much. You won't let your spirit talk. So you got to have that operation. That's, every time you hear the word of God, there's an operation going on. How many of y'all, and don't feel random, but because if you don't know it, You're not knowing what I'm talking about, and I can't take you in this surgery. Today is surgery. How many of you all know what Hebrews 4:12 says? Now, wait, not verbatim. Understand the spiritual concept of it. Yes, sir. Yeah, you got a few hands. Now, I'm not going to do y'all like that. I'm not going to do y'all. I'm going to let y'all open your Bibles to Hebrews 4:12. Because I don't want to put you on the table without your permission. I want you to sign an agreement. I want to be operated on. The word of God is alive. That word quick means alive. Look, it's not only alive. Powerful, not only powerful. Sharper, then it said, then any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing of the son of the soul and spirit. See that dividing? Huh? You see it? And of the joint and the marrow. Now, look what it says. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You see that? So you're not going to church and not being operated on is wrong. See. Now I'm going to tell you a little secret here. You can cut it out, you can burn it out, or you can pardon it out, or you can clean it out. I'm preaching now. You can cut it out, you can burn it out, radiation. Pardon it out, that's medicine. Or you can clean it out. Or what y'all want to do up in here? Now they're too late. It's right now. It's fresh operation by the word of God. Clean it out. Clean it out is the divine way. Now, whether you know it or not, I've operated on you already. Because I've told you man's way and I've told you God's way. God said you're clean through my word. In other words, my word bring a revelation. Whatever you're dealing with, my word going to clean it out. Because your mind clean out first. So your soul can be in agreement with God. All right. Shut down. Psalm 103. By not getting much further. We got five things to be thankful. Psalm 103, verse 3. You got your Bible? Psalm 103. All right. Go back to the first verse, because I want to see this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Go to the second verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. All right, what are these benefits now? What these benefits has to do with this table? Hey, I'm looking at you. What does benefits have to do with this table? Benefit. Everybody say benefit.
Benefit.
You got a concept of what benefit mean, right? Huh? You can place the word blessing beside benefits. Okay. All right, now, in these five things, go to verse 3. These five things, you're going to name five things that this table represents. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Good God Almighty. Good God, who forgiveth all the... How many of y'all know y'all have some iniquities? How many of y'all still need to be forgiven? How many of y'all need to be forgiven every day? Yeah. But he forgives us all. Down iniquity. That's something to shout about, right? How he did it? He that knew no sin became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Thank God my sins are forgiven. I didn't say you were perfect. I said you accepted Jesus Christ and your sins are forgiven. That's what I said. I know my sins are forgiven. Do you know it? Yeah, Jesus took my sin. Come on now. Good scripture to lay it right here is I'm going to ask you some questions this morning because you're being operated on. Who knows what Galatians 2:20 says? Don't lie now, I might call on you. Galatians 2:20. I want you to turn there. I need you to turn there. I need to take my time this morning, just a few minutes. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ lives in me, in the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. All right, Lord, I'll do it. You see that scripture?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Because we're sitting at this table. It's a table of thanksgiving. So we got five benefits there in Psalm 103. Go back to Psalm 103. Five benefits, because I heard another scripture that let you know that you're supernaturally being operated on this morning. Psalm 103, go back. I'm not getting far this morning, but I want to deal with it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I release signs and wonders in you this morning. On every situation that you're confronted with. Look at me. In the name of Jesus, I release signs and wonders on every situation that you're dealing with. And I got divine backup. I want you to know that. I got backup. He told me to tell you that. I got backup. It's not by might, nor by power, but by his spirit. So no matter what it look like, don't see it. I walk by faith. May the Lord help you. May you get help this morning. May great grace get on you this morning. Because the next benefit, sit down. Who healeth diseases, some diseases. Some too hard. You can burn it out. You can cut it out. You can poison it out. Or you can clean it out. I pray the cleansing start today. Cleansing is about what you eat. I pray the cleansing start today. You can burn it out. You can cut it out. What else? What do I want to say? Pouring it out. And you clean it out. What John 15:3 said? All the world know is burning it out, cutting it out, and pouring it out. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 11. What is he talking about here? Romans chapter 8, verse 11. What is this? What is it? What is he talking about here now? But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, hallelujah, that's me. Come on, that's me. Come on here. Come on, with everybody else, man. That spirit dwelling in me. Ain't no if about it. Jesus on the inside of me. Say it. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. You know what that is? You always have divine operations going on the inside of you. Because that's your divine right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me preach up here this morning. See. Because we get so emotional and get happy, but got no power. Help me, Holy Ghost. Shoo. Quickly, let's go back to those five benefits. I want to move you another two or three more principles before I close. Go back to Psalm 103. I want you to see them over and over again.
Yes.
Psalm 103. Verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquity, got it? Who healeth all thy diseases, give me the next verse. Come on, I want you to see them, five of them. Who redeemeth thy, what?
Yes,
redeemeth thy life, that's blood, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You about to drink the blood of communion.
Yes, sir.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. He goes on to say, satisfy your mouth with good things. He goes on and on and on. So that you just move like the eagle. I want y'all to read that over and over again in your private time. And I want you to think about them five things, all right, that they belong to you. Okay, you got it? All right, let me take you a little further. Take you a little further. This celebration of communion can only be taken by revelation.
Yes, sir.
It can't be taken by just getting a cup. No, you got to have the cross on your mind. You got to have the resurrection on your mind. Jesus said at the right hand of the Father on the mind. He sent the Holy Spirit on your mind. He's coming back to get you on your mind.
Yes.
Heaven on your mind.
Yes,
that's good.
So a lot of time, listen, this celebration can only be partaken of by revelation. So now a lot of times we took communion without revelation. We just left five revelation. I say we just left five revelation. Give them to me. I see some people say, I thought he was going to preach. Talk to me. I'm going to make all y'all preach up here this morning. See, I want you to remember that you got the five. You got to go over those things, all right? Another thing he told me to tell you is this is a spiritual table. All right? Remember this, my brothers and sisters. We cannot understand Jesus' ministry without the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You can't, you read that Bible all you want. But if the Holy Spirit is not revealing to you the revelation, you're not going to understand what you're reading. Two people say amen.
Amen.
He said to me, well, I can go to hooping and hollering. I ain't doing it. Don't wait on it. We must take thanksgiving to another level in the spirit. Here's how you do it. Being always thankful for the victory God has given us through Christ. I'm gonna give you that again. I'm gonna get it again. You just sit there and look all sad. I'm gonna give you, you're gonna hear this again. Because when the doctor operating on you, you don't tell him where to cut. Mm-hmm. We must take thanksgiving to another level in the spirit, being always thankful for the victory God has given us through Christ. You know, my youngest son preached, what problem? I know some of y'all don't even know about y'all. Y'all don't come to church on Tuesday, but he did preach it. What problem? If you look at things right, you never have a problem. If you keep looking the right way.
Yes,
But what the enemy wants you to look at, every little thing going wrong. Talking about what's going wrong. All right, all right. Turn to 2 Timothy 3:5. Because here's an indictment. Here's a cut about to be made. Having a form of godliness, having a form of communion, and not understanding the power thereof. 2 Timothy 3:5. I want you to look at it quicker because I'm going to move a little faster. Is this you? You sing, raise your hand. But when a problem comes, you don't know how to deal with it. You a church member? Having a form of God in it. But there's another side to God. Don't deny the power. Denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Don't hang with people like that. Give me a 2 Timothy 1:13. I think it's the right verse I want to look at. Right quickly. Quickly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, that wasn't enough of y'all.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm preaching, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, you use it tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to wait till next Sunday.
Yep.
Hold fast this form of sound word which thou have heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Give me the fourth verse, and then I'm going to go. Give me the next verse. 14, I think. That's 14 now. What about 13? You give me 13?
Yeah.
I read 13 already?
Yeah.
Go back to 13? All right, good enough. In this table, we're going to partake in a few minutes. In this table, the wisdom of life, death, resurrection, and the seated position of Jesus is on this table. You want to hear it again? Because it passed right by you. The wisdom of life, death, resurrection, and the seated position of Jesus is on this table. See, what you got to understand, look at me. You can't serve God by feeling. Y'all sitting there waiting on a feeling. We walk by feeling and not by sight. I got to get some faith in y'all. Y'all got to have some faith. See, with all this stuff going on now, feeling ain't gonna work. You I know the Lord. No, you're gonna have to know the Lord. You gotta know how to work with this thing. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Talk to me in here.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll get your attention now. How about if I show you how to activate your faith in the supernatural in every situation?
Yes.
Anybody with me now?
Yes, sir.
All right, what can I say now? To activate our faith to the supernatural in every situation. You want to know how to do that?
Yes, sir.
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Look at verse 2. I'm determined. In every situation, I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's it. That's over, baby. That problem over. Because what the power, the resurrection, everything come in your life then. I'm determined not to know anything but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Look at verse 9 in that same opening. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But it's written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. But look at the 10th verse. We're talking about being thankful at this table.
Yes,
but God has what?
Revealed.
That's a word I want you to get. What?
Revealed.
See, no, you see, you just can't be reading.
Right.
And you can't, oh, hallelujah, I feel anointed. You can't be living regular. People who live by revelation don't live regular life. You can't be living by reasoning.
Yes, sir.
That's normal. You're not normal. You're born of God. You're supernatural.
Right.
It's not by might.
Not by
right. Now, I don't know how many hours in prayer to get this statement and how sadly you're taking it. because you didn't hear what I said. To activate our faith to the supernatural in every situation. That means you're not going to lose another battle. Because you're going to pause until supernatural faith take over. And also, he wants me to remind you that this table is of a divine, is a reminder of a divine love affair. Listen very carefully. Some of y'all are little scholarly persons sitting here. I see some of y'all. I know some of y'all are real smart. But you're gonna really be leaning on the Holy Ghost to get this one. Maturing manifestation are waiting on you. There are some manifestations you're not going to get immature. And I got to see it for you. In the spirit world, you're never fully matured. There's always more. How deep you want to go? How high you want to go? How wide you want to go? There's always more. In the spirit realm, there's in God, in Jesus, in the Holy Spirit, in the kingdom, there's always more. Don't ever put your anchor down in one spot. Because you know 14 scripture, that don't mean nothing. There's always more. Stay hungry, my friend. Stay thirsty, my friend. There are some things you're not going to be able to shout out. You're going to have to stand. You're not going to be able to shout it out. You're going to firmly stand. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Leaning out on your own understanding. Acknowledging him in all your ways. And believing that he is directing your path. There are some things you're not going to be laughing all the time. You're just going to stand. Tears coming down your eyes. But stand. Knowing that you're not by yourself. You got to grow to that point. You got to grow to that point to know that you're not losing because something's going wrong. Matter of fact, a lot of times when something's going wrong, that means you're winning. Because God's about to take me to another level. I got to trust him more. What you're dealing with right now? You don't have to tell your neighbor what you're dealing with right now. Everybody dealing with something. What you're dealing with? Well, thus saith the Lord. You got five benefits that have dealt with everything. You know what I believe right now? I believe Jesus is standing up. He wants you to know what I paid for. And it's not just emotion. Satan wanted to have a feeling religion without revelation. Oh, I felt good. Yeah, what you going to do with it? I'm about to close. But I got somebody work with me on the team called the Holy Ghost. He going to deal with you in dreams and vision. He going to bring this back to you. This is God's word. Sit down for a few minutes. Look at Romans chapter 4, verse 20 for a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Staggered not at the promise of God through unbelievable, strong in faith, giving glory to God. Why? Verse, I want y'all to get there. I want y'all to get in verse 21. and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he is also able to perform. You see that? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Today, in a few moments, we're sitting here eating miracles, signs, and wonders. That's what that table. Every time you, when you put that bread in your mouth, you're eating a miracle. You're eating a sign, and you're eating a wonder. And manifestation and demonstration can come at any moment. How many of you all expected to be healed when you take this bread? You got to have expectation. You got to have faith. You can't. We can't go through a monthly motion. Thus said the Lord. When you take this bread, expect that what you've been packing for 26 years, because it was in your family, to leave. And then after you take it, whether it feel like it's not gone or not, say it's gone. I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
You got to close, Junior. Listen, I want you to write this down. No science, political, financial, or demonic table is greater than this table. No science, political, financial, or demonical, or culture table is greater than this table. I don't care who they think they are. This is the greatest table. This is the table that Jesus had set. Hallelujah. Let me read these two or three things for you and then I'll close. This is not a system table. That is a table run by man. It is a table run by the Spirit of God. How many of y'all gonna expect your healing when you take communion today? Thank God for your healing right now. Say, Lord, I thank you for my healing. Say, Lord, I thank you for my miracle. Lord, I thank you for my sign. Lord, I thank you for wonders happening in my life. I praise you right now. I thank you. Supernatural things. Is about to happen to me. And I thank you for it. Every disease, every sickness, every lack is driven out of my body. Right now. In Jesus' name. Got it? I wrote down, and talking about Thanksgiving, you know, I wrote down, this is not a table for turkeys. That's God is an eagle table. You know, y'all think about turkey right now. But we're not at the turkey table. This is an eagle table. I would like to close with something else, but I'm going to have to close with this. Satan and this world system want us to be special idiots of our spiritual rights and power, but it shall not be so. Not up in here. You're going to know your rights up in here. I'm not letting nobody preach that not going to preach your right up in here. I want no poems up in here. I don't want no serenading up in here. I want the truth up in here because only the truth gonna set you free. That's why I don't bring a lot of preachers up in here. Because I don't want to have to set them down. Stand up. Give me three hallelujahs.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Give me three, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, did you listen? Were you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, what happened next? What happened next? The Holy Spirit is the one to have to confirm this in your heart. I can't confirm this by emotion. It'll make you feel good, but the Holy Spirit is going to make it real to you. When you open your Bible, you understand something? When you open your Bible and start reading, the Holy Spirit will bring some of this back to you. What about them five things? What about them five things? Cover everything. This table represented. This table is a reminder. When you put that bread in your mouth, all five of those things come alive. You're fully covered. Matter of fact, come on, Junior. Open your Bible. Stand up. Get the Bible again. Open your computer. Open what? Your phone, whatever. Psalm 103. Let's read these five things. Online, come on with me. I got over 500 members online. We got over 1,000 people tuning in on Wednesday, on Tuesday, Sunday. They're here, look at that. Almost that same number, 1,263. Those are faithful, they're online every time. Amen. I know some of my local members on that line too, you know. At least they're online. I want you to know these five things, because what you can do anytime you attack, you can run on one of those five things and meditate it and say it over and over again, and I bet you the devil will leave you alone. But yeah, Psalm 103, I want you to know those five things. What's the first one is? All right, so you got that one. What's the next one? No, it can't be that one. That can't be right. See, we've been taught wrong. We've been taught how to burn it out, cut it out, pardon it out, instead of cleansing it out. See, now, Reverend, I'm dealing with something now. Well, follow your spirit. I'm not against doctors. Boy, it's quiet you now. But I'm against stupidity. That you can talk with God and consult with the doctor. You're supposed to consult with God, then go to the doctor. Look how you got up here now. Look. Oh, Jesus. Clean it out. You alive, right? Are you alive?
Yes, sir.
What kind of food you supposed to be eating?
Alive.
Oh. Don't roll your eyes at me. Start cleaning it up. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sure will make my job a whole lot easier. I know I'm kind of close. I know how far behind we are. And I know how far this sounds to you. You know what I'm saying? But it's the truth.
Yes,
you know, I would ask a question here. And all y'all are giving an honest answer. I know you would. How many of y'all are eating right? Don't raise your hand. How many up in here? How many online? 1,000 eating right. Don't answer me. That's where you're getting jacked up at. The system is set up to make you eat wrong. And it brings billions of dollars to everybody.
That's true.
Boy, I wish you'd have skipped that part and just went on, give us communion, let us go. No, I got to tell you the truth, I love you. And I'm aiming all the time to do better myself. You know, you can't make nobody do nothing, but it's my job to tell you where the problem at. The problem is not in the devil. The devil tricking you. Otherwise, come on, Junior. For the problem not in the devil. Devil can't do you nothing unless he gets your permission. I hope the world listening this morning. I'm speaking to you in love, and I'm not perfecting myself, but I'm aiming every day. Make changes. Tell the person next to you, make changes. Tell them, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. I taught y'all about money. Y'all got money. Y'all got money. Y'all can find out what to do and how to do things. You got money. Y'all not broke. If you're broke around here, I wish I had a stick. You ain't. Yeah, I've not been to being broke up in here. But I've taught y'all. See, apostolically, I've taught y'all how to money. I stopped this morning, and always stopped and with the policeman. I give them some money every now and then. I pass by. I tell them, get out of the car. Get out. I ain't getting out. You get out. I'm good. But I give them some money. You know I ain't giving them $5. One of my sons watched me this morning. He's watching me. He said, I saw what you did. Yeah. He sold the money right back into me. I said, it wasn't no $5. Y'all make sure y'all sow. It's going to keep you out of the traffic. It's going to keep you out of all financial traffic. You sit here with the apostle of finances. And you not going to catch on? You ain't got no business being broke. You ought to be able to buy what you want. You ought to be able to help somebody. Somebody come by and say, you know, I just watched a movie the other night and laid a man run up on a little boy, and the little boy stole his wallet. And he caught him. And the little boy said, he had a little toy. Then he says, that's my best toy. He said, you can have it. And he said, give his wallet back. He said, where you live at? He took him to his where he lived at. His mom, he had another sister or brother. And the man remodeled his whole house. Remodeled the whole house, bought him food, give him money. And then he was a man in high place. He said, here, and here's some money to hold you over, and I got a job for you where you can just sit down. That's why you want money. You don't want money. Let me talk about two words here. Money stewardship. Every dollar you got, let the Holy Ghost be the steward. And be ready at any time to help somebody. No, just give it to everybody. Everybody come in. Don't give it to them. Because they do that professionally. But be led by the Spirit. You know, just give somebody. You know how much $200 or $300 means to a person who hungry and don't know what to do? Just... It's not somebody trying to get by, but just need. That's why God wants us to have money. I've been in line with men. We travel. I travel with some men that are close to my inner circle. I've been in line where a lady come up with a basket, and she was trying to pay for it, and one of my sons said, "Ma'am, just put your money back in your pocket. I'm plumb stranger. We in another state." I got this. Prompted by the Holy Ghost to do it. Who the last person you give something to? You always got your hand out. God can't talk to you. Is God talking to you this morning? And don't be giving the money. Just go and give money in people's hands. Don't just give it to anybody. Be led by the Spirit. That's another thing. You think you're doing a great thing, or you won't be a sure. No, you won't listen to the Spirit of God and do it. You follow what I'm saying? That money will come right back to you. See, I don't know how I'm way over here, man. He said, let's give to the poor. The Lord said, give to the poor. You give the poor $80. You know how much you're going to get back? $80. Because some of the poor because they want to be poor because they want to do what's right. So you just got to watch it, you see. I got over there. Who God talking to him here? How many of y'all want a financial breakthrough? Well, let God run your money. I don't care if you got $18. Let God run that. He know better. How I got on that? I don't know. I mean, Lord, Lord, come on, son. The Lord, Lord, amazing. Anybody else want to be a member of this church? Come on.